Texte numéro 103. The Swedish housing experiment designed to cure loneliness. Eric is unequivocal. This is the best accommodation I've ever had. His friend and neighbour is equally enthusiastic. The two are referring to their new home, Salbo, a radical experiment in multi-generational living in Helsingborg, a small port city in southern Sweden. Its name is a combination of the Swedish words for companionship, sällskap, and living, bo, and neatly encapsulates the project's goals: to combat loneliness and promote social cohesion by giving residents incentives and the spaces for productive interaction. Salbo consists of 51 apartments spread over four floors of a refurbished retirement home. More than half of the 72 residents are over 70, like Alston and Bacharach. The rest are aged 18 to 25. All were selected after an extensive interview process to ensure a mix of personalities, backgrounds, religions, and values. And all had to sign a contract promising to spend at least 2 hours a week socialising with their neighbours. Our research showed that elderly people were feeling isolated from society and were very lonely in their everyday life, says the project manager at Salbo. They were only mixing with others of the same age. At the same time, the 2015 refugee crisis meant organisations were under pressure to house growing numbers of people who were struggling to integrate with and win acceptance from Swedish society. So, a plan was hatched to mix the two, with younger Swedish people acting as a bridge. They are closer in age to the refugees, but closer in terms of culture and language to the older people, says Kurovic. We hoped they would bring them together. Although less than a year old and despite the complications of a pandemic, the arrangement seems to be working for young and old. One resident, a 92-year-old former teacher, has been giving English lessons. Alston and his neighbour have been cooking communal dinners, doing repairs and odd jobs, and driving people around. They taught one resident, an Afghan refugee, how to drive. In return, the younger residents help with modern technology and social media and how to find information online. It's a real community, says Alston, and the mix of people works very well. Since moving in, he's joined the gardening group and the Sunday night movie club. There are sign-up sheets in the communal areas and dedicated Facebook groups for all the various activities. Just as importantly, there's plenty of space. There's a gym, yoga room, a library, and a large communal kitchen on every floor. Ali Sorush, 21, an Afghan, says it reminds him of his own culture, with people, particularly different generations, living and socialising together and helping each other out. The whole building is like a family, he says. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2020.